Okay. We're on Resh Mem Zayin, I believe. We spoke, the Yisod we're dealing with is that the Churban, the void, is what gives birth to the next level of Tzmicha. That's really the, thank you. That's the Yisod we're dealing with. Okay, let's go back. I don't know how to summarize what we've done up to now. Chazal HaKadosh Magalim Lanu Ki Davka Rega Kasheh B'Yosef B'Tisha B'Av. Chazal HaKadosh revealed to us that Davka on Tisha B'Av, at the worst moment, the hardest moment, Harega Sho'oscha Eish B'Beis HaMikdash, when the fire were burning the Beis HaMikdash, Hu Harega Shebo Noilad Mashiach. That's the moment when Mashiach is born. Lora Malil, to understand what that means. Laura Oimalil is Barry Matron Kamin Khoime. Kashe Gea Eda Vafisha. That's Mosama Mole. When the darkness, when the lack, when the void reaches its peak. Dafka has no it's a gilu shaladis Mashiach. Dafka, that's where the gilu of the birth of Mashiach happens. Kashe no Rosa Lagamre Bimchina Sanoicha Shemelokecha Sheitzemeritz Mitzrayim. When you destroy Lagamre, the Gilu of Hashem. And near Hashem Elokecha, they took you out of Meretz Yitzrayim, ki Hashem Gilu HaKoidim, shen lo hayachedek mitanu, neras v'yiganu lehest upon him gomu. When you're living in a godless world, when you're living in a world where there's so much fragmentation, there's not a speck of light, every Gilu that ever was is completely destroyed. Dafka is not a Mashiach. That's Dafka where Mashiach is born. Now there's a different kind of Anoichi. There's Anoichi Hesta Astir that hides himself. As Gilinu es Anoichi b'koich chatzmeinu. Then what do? You reveal the Anoichi, the first Anoichi of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you magale with your own koiches. Now it's yours because you did it. In order for you to do it, it has to be taken away. And then you get it back again through your own efforts. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Correct. Who created the world? And in by creating the world, he hid himself and left us in this godless world. Hashem. Yes. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Once again, chopsticks. We're just noticing an observable fact that it's dafka when there is nothing left, but then you get the opportunity to show who you really are. Why that happened, how that came about, it's an observable fact. It was dark. Remember the marshal of the building in Manhattan. Binyan she'ein acharav churban, a building that won't need a churban afterwards. Binyan ze eni yoichel avnot ela al yosoides atanim umutzakim. This new binyan has to be built on very, very secure foundations. L'shein kach aleinu lachfor la'amik es al yosoides. We have to dig deep to create those foundations. V'amana manu chayfim bo'am kaya adoma. I don't know where this is from. Shochel afa nafshenu dafka le'ered b'nineinu. B'tineinu. I don't know where that's from. I don't know what he means with it. Aleinu lamed b'nisoynes v'yusurim shelo nitnose b'hem shum do. Nitzoynes and yusurim that no generation experienced. Emes. Anachnu nimtzoyim b'machesha adoma. We're in the darkness, darkness. Or in other words, the greater the fragmentation, the greater the diversity, the greater will be the ilui of Kovod Shemayim. If there's no diversity, you can't have Malthus. The more the diversity, the more Malthus is revealed. So too, yeah. That's aspect of it. Yeah. Paul's mind, there's a bright light and there's Nabim and Hashem running the world. There's not much room for you to create anything. When it's all dark and you have nothing, you have no resources, you have to go inside yourself and create things inside yourself that weren't ever there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be his faithful agents in order to fulfill, in order to bring forth the most difficult job that there is. Not everyone zoiche to this kind of a tafkid. Rak eved neman umasoba koliboy. Only a faithful servant who is given fully over to this. Eved amuchan lases akola v'malkoy. Nifchal tafkid says, depending on whatever the melech requires, whatever you want, just tell me. So he's chosen for that mission. As a kolish bochu bochu bonu v'samotanu b'doze. Hashem chose us and put us in this generation. Someone want to tell me how you translate that? In the darkness. After the Chesha and the Meisei Oilom, the eternal billion gets built as a result of our efforts. The foundations, deep down in the darkness of the bowels of the earth, where you're digging those foundations, because without that, you don't have a building. To the extent that we're lacking everything, to the extent that the void gets deeper and darker. There it is, Mike. Our level is much greater. Dafka Anu. Dafka us. We always ask this question. But if the Chofetz Chaim can bring Mashiach, I'm going to bring Mashiach. The Wilna Goyim can bring Mashiach, I'm going to bring Mashiach. Yes, of course. Dafka anu in kol chesrenu seinu miet hasaga seinu bavoidus Hashem. Dafka us on what supposedly is this very low level in avoidus Hashem. Nami b'zret Hashem es ha'olam el tikuno will bring the world to its fruition. But this is what it's all about. Mitachdim re yemei ameinu anu loim din yosod godol nitein loim this yosod ze makif es kol adoyrus. From the minute we became a nation until today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash revealed himself to us. Awesome, awesome revelations. We have no idea what we saw there. We don't remember. No nation was ever zoichet to what the lowest of Klal Yisrael was zoichet to. If it's not a kinyan atzmi, if you don't acquire it through your own effort, it gets lost. Miracles don't change you. You can walk away from an open miracle and still have bechira 2 days later. Forget about it. You go back to exactly who you were. We've lived through untold miracles. It doesn't change you. Nothing changes you until it's your own personal acquisition. You do something about it. Miracles. So you saw Kriyas Yamsuf Gavaldik. And you were inspired and fired up for how long? Sada. Happens to us all the time. All the time.
You really should think of we saw as far as Kriyas Yamsuf.
We've seen bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf in this door and we go back to bed 2 days later. You lived through a 6-day war. Kriyas Yamsuf with Lego pieces compared to the 6-day war. You lived through the first Gaza war. Come on, the Scud missile war. And never mind, look at your own little life. It's not a little life, it's a big life. But look at your own life. You have a miracle. Sometimes you go, wow, that's posh, that's a shit. You see it. And 3 years later, you still have the fear. How does that happen? Because that's who we are. The things you made in acquisition, the thing you worked on, you struggled, you battled, you groped with. That's yours. No one can take that away. You're still holding by that. That's why you still come in every day. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't come in anymore. But the things that you get for free, they get taken away. They get lost very quickly. What did you do? You changed anything? It changed you? You took on something that mamash made you a different person as a result of that? That was conveyor that you kept? Oh no, you had an inspiration and now you moved on. It leaves a ratio. Don't make any mistake. It leaves its ratio. But you took that and you did something with it? Had you taken that and internalized it and done something with it and took on something that you were doing every day for the rest of your life? Okay, that's the investigation. Yeah, that's the opinion. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Nagala Aleinu B'Tzias Mitzrayim B'Tzias Yam Suf V'Mayim Ben Asina Achlusov Asina Sa'igul. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Yam Suf, after Mayim Ben Asina, Eile Elohim Yisrael. These are your gods. So we went back to the multiplicity. We left the oneness and we went back to the multiplicity. We said, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. We pointed with our fingers and said, Zeh, in the singular. Yeah. And a few weeks later, we danced around a golden calf saying, Eile, in the plural. Remember we spoke about that last week? And you go from the singular to the plural. Yeah. You take this whole diversity, this whole multiplicity, and you say what? Eile Elohim Yisrael, or you say Zeh Keli Vanveyu. You choose how you relate to the void, to the hiddenness. It was created by the Issam HaMoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hechnis Etan Eretz Yisrael, B'nisim Gluim L'mala Mederech HaTeva. You know what Nisim took place going into Eretz Yisrael? Chaimus Petzeres Noflu V'litneinu B'tikas Shefer B'vad. You blow the stove and all the walls around Yerichoy come crumbling down. Impressive, no? Walls that had stood for how many years? Through wars and battles and who knows what? We blow shofar and the walls come crumbling down. We went back to Avodah Zorah. We stopped one step short of reality. We penetrated into the diversity and stopped locusing the unifying factor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bono les beis ha-bechira, beis ha-migdash, re'inu kol yom nisim geluim. Nisim geluim, you went to the beis ha-migdash, you saw open miracles day in and day out. Asor nisim, akol mokom ha-yim, adeinu ha-iz la-hara koin v'novi be-beis ha-migdash. But we killed a koin and a novi in the beis ha-migdash, in the face of those miracles. Gam damoy ha-rotech v'derech nisis lo-achziru tanu b'tshuva. And the blood that boiled for how long? Didn't help us to do tshuva. But derech zu b'kol ha'doreh sarano Hashem nisim v'niflois in every generation. Ad ha'yom hazeh, Hashem shows us nisim v'niflois v'adayin in lo shavnu mitonu seinu. We still haven't returned. Gam b'do ha'achron, b'milchom ha'sheish sa'yam b'milchom ha'safratz, rinu b'chush nisim gluim. Ach adayin lo chazanu alav. But we didn't change, still nothing. So a lot of people became Balei Teshuva after the 6 day war, after them keep the war, not saying not. But we just, as a dugma, as a marshal, you see, every generation has its nisim, open miracles. You see that all these revelations, all these wonderful, wondrous miracles that happen in our lives, they don't stick if we don't do something about it. They go away. They liberate from somewhere. You can always get back to it if you want. It's there. If we spoke about that was Luchos Rishon. That's why we still have a Shavuos, even though we never got the Torah on Shavuos. Not the Torah we have. The Torah we have, we got on Yom Kippur, remember? Remember? The Torah we have today, we're going to keep an honest to us, whatever it's worth. Because it leaves a ratio. You can get back to that. Anyway, that's not our subject. We spoke about that before Schwartz. Anybody ever not experienced this? That you have a miracle, you have an insight, you know that it's true, and you know that you're going to be a completely different person after that. And 3 days later, you're exactly back to where you were the day before. Anybody, not, no one yet ever, anybody never experienced such a thing? What are you doing? That's the story of our lives. Moshe Lamar David Daime. Lashir, Ashen Losen Libloy Chavivu Mahmad Liboy, Sean Zahava Shavahoid Toyfois. A very wealthy person, he gave his beloved son a gold watch. That's not such a big deal, a gold watch. He used to get somewhere, a gold watch meant something. He gave his son a gold watch. He worked for a company for 50 years, they gave you a gold watch. Nobody works for a company today for 3 years, let alone 50 years. So no one gets gold watches anymore. Anyway, there used to be a time where gold watch was a big thing. Matani Yakarad Mod, very expensive gift. Kumaziroto, Dabani, Sean Se Shova in Rab. Tells his son, listen, my boy, this watch is worth a fortune. Im Sean Kaze, Lomishton Nivelo Kwevtsin Kihu Olabe. This is not a watch to wear when you're jumping and running and behaving like a little kid if you get lost. What's a child? A child's a child. He doesn't know what this watch is worth. He also doesn't know what a fortune is. What a fortune is. My little grandson got new spectacles. So somebody saw him. He said, those must be very expensive. How much did they cost? 400 shekels? He said, no, much more. They're 100 shekels. He said, what does the kid know about how much is worth a fortune? He's 3 years old. What's he looking for? Wow, I find a child lowers your bay or tears. They made a shackle. You're holding. So, yeah, so you give a kid a gold watch. You learn how much is it? So, what happened was the watch got lost. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Giluim, revelations, presents that are way beyond our ability to appreciate. We don't value them. They're above. We can't grasp them. They get lost. You saw a miracle. You have to do something about it. You have to make sure that you concretize it and bring it home. Today we live in the door of Ikfas and Mashiach, and there's no open miracles and wonders, although there are plenty if you know how to look. Hakol nista bahastil ifnim hastil. It's dark, it's dark, it's dark within dark, it's hidden within hidden. Bine pelu. You know what the wonder is? Dafka, ata anuchayim lirchosh es kol agiluim hanizgobin, v'lohayifkim lakinyan atzmi. Now you have an opportunity that no one ever had before, is to take those miracles and wonders and make them a kinyan of your own, to bring them home. The principle is very straightforward. The things you worked for, and you sweated over, and you invested in, those things will be established inside of you, and they won't disappear, and they won't fly away. Those of you who made Aliyah, you've come to live in Eretz Yisrael, those of us, and we want to learn Torah while we're here, let's learn a Shtigl Gemara. Braisa, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Oimer. Shalosh Matonos Toivis Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Three good. Good means nothing better. So it doesn't mean 75%. Like the kids come home from Chayin and he got tov on his mifran. It's not so good. Because there's a whole lot of things he could have done better. So even in our language means the best. They all were given only via Yusurim. You can't get these three things without Yusurim. What are they? Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. You've come to Eretz Yisrael to acquire Torah and Olam Haba. Make sure you bring your Tehillim with. Because all these things are kleiner only through Yisurim. Because without Yisurim, they never become yours. It's only the void. It's only when you lose things and you're in the Yisurim, then you can acquire all the toiv you need in order to bring us to that ultimate goodness. Remember how we started there a few weeks ago? How do you understand tzaddik v'ralo? Many kashas we had. Not our kashas. Moshe Rabbeinu's kashas. The Malachim's kashas. Kulam's kashas. Eov's kashas. Tzaddik v'ralo. Ech yechol yot? Roi sa tzaddik bo kde laniach loi mokam litgade bo ulev shalo lo hitzies atzmoy min hakoyach el hapoyol. You know what the tzaddik v'ralo is? The Ra comes to the tzaddik to give him the environment, to give him the turf, the place, to reveal himself, to bring his Tenem Elokim into play. The same as the Kodesh Baruch Hu only created the world when there was a header where he removed himself, where he hid himself, so to speak. So too, the Ra comes to the Tzaddik to give him the chance to reveal himself, to take the Koyach, the potential, and actualize it. Lagoret Atzmi Yusoy Ulahafech Esa'ein Leyesh. To reveal his uniqueness and to take the iron and make it into a yesh. Dafka cholol vaheder. It's dafka in that open space where there's no light. Heim hamis ayim biyode in the golet es avos in the kolish bokum b'mokum b'kol tzayim. Dafka, that's where you reveal your love to Hashem. Unconditional love to Hashem. The same way as he loves us unconditionally, we can do that as well, but that has to be when the tzayim aren't so good. Everything's good, what do you reveal? Then when it's going well, I'll serve Hashem. And when not, no. By the way, there was the Nisoyin of Avram at the Akedah to a certain extent. All the Nisoyinus of Avram up to now used Avram's koichas. The Akedah required Avram to do something that went against every fiber of his being. Someone's born a Baal Chesed. You get people, they're natural Baal Chesed. Yeah, so he does chesed, big deal. It doesn't tell me anything about the person. Because he was just born and programmed to be a chalbal chesed. It's a wonderful thing, don't throw it away. Where does he reveal his avas Hashem? Where does he reveal his godless? When he's asked to do something that's not his natural tendency. Abraham Avinu was kulu chesed. Hashem says, yeah, but maybe it's because you're a baal chesed. Maybe because you're oilam chesed yibone. Let's see what you look like when you have to do the opposite of your chesed. But you do it just because I asked you to do it. How do you manage that? That's part of we don't understand the test of the Akedah, but that's one of the facets of that diamond. He was asked to do something that went against every middah that he had. How do you do that? You create Yesh Miayim. That's what a Nisayin is. It's a mess. Because you're doing something that you couldn't do. How do you do it? Hashem told me to do it, so I do it. Not that simple. You have to recreate yourself. You have to build yourself. But that's where you magale yourself, yesh mi'ayim. That's when you become like the boyred, doime le boyred. Okay, I'm sure you have many questions. Here's one. Nishayle sadayin shayle merkazit. But there's a central question here we have to deal with. Keitzad neichel b'poyel. How real, proper, in reality, lahashrish ben ashafseinu es hayadir habrura sheesurim haim letovateinu. How do you internalize this intellectual apprehension that we now understand that Yisurim is for our good? Yisurim are there in order to actualize our potential. That we're going to discuss as we go weiter. But that's the Yisod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, Yesh Me'ayim, by first creating a header, a void, a lack of the light. He hid himself, so to speak. When Hashem hides himself, what you're left with is evil, ra, darkness. It's not an existence. Evil isn't an existence. It's just a lack of light. The good's been hidden. Ayem akoyim kvoido. Ayem means it's there, but it's hidden. The Tzimtzum Hashem didn't remove himself. Whatever Shemaim says, he hid himself, didn't remove himself. He's there. You just have to scratch away a little bit. That's the Makkos. If you go learn the Makkos properly, it scratches away the Esam Amoris. Hashem created the world with Esam Amoris. Each Maimer created another layer of hiding Hashem until the final Maimer was creation of Adam. Nothing hides a Kodesh Baruch Hu more than Adam. That's why the last Makkah. Anyway, I'm not going into that now. That we spoke about how the Makkahs in reverse peel away the Esam Amoris until you get back to gracious. Okay. But that's the vort. You need that hiddenness in order for anything to be created. So too, since we created the Tzelem Elokim, where we're going to create ourselves, that needs to be done dafke in the darkness. I told you the Maisa, the Chofetz Chaim, had a granddaughter that lived in Beit Sheva. Yeah. The Chofetz Chaim had a granddaughter that lived in Beit Sheva. So Rav Tauber and Rav Pinkus, Zatzal, went to visit her. Chofetz Chaim had a granddaughter living in Beit Sheva. You don't go visit her? They went to visit her. She's an intelligent woman. She told them, I heard this from both of them. She told them, the last time she went to see her grandfather before she left off, she wasn't from. She joined the Haskalah and she was even living in Beshebeton. Then, he's probably not alive anymore. She wasn't holding. She said, the last time she went to visit her grandfather, she told him, Zayda, do you know how much light there is in the world? You're living in total darkness. Step into the light. You know what he said to her? You're 100% correct. With that light that you're talking about, they'll even put a man on the moon. Oh, but to make an neshama, to make an neshama, was hoben fisster. You need darkness. Exactly what you say here. That light that they've got, yeah, you put a man on the moon even. For what purpose? I have no idea. With that money that they used to put a man on the moon, and there's another Star Wars race down, whatever, and it's rushing just because of pure COVID, nothing else. No purpose, nothing good came out of it. It was not terrified of the rocks that brought back from the moon. They had to build a special building to hold it. Yeah. They were terrified of what those rocks might contain. Billions of dollars. I don't know how much it was. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway, but that's what they did. Yeah, that's what that light can do. Or with Kumachan and Ashama, to make an Ashama, you have that dark. That's what we're learning.
Yeah. No idea.